Now to a story with some content some listeners might find difficult. The residents of Paris's northern suburbs have been protesting the alleged rape 10 days ago of a young black man by police. Jake Saganero reports that over the weekend, one of the largest protests turned violent.
2,000 protesters gathered outside the Bobigny courthouse in the Paris suburbs Saturday, shouting, "Justice for Théo." The scene quickly unraveled into yet another night of chaos. Riots began a week ago when Théo, a 22-year-old black man whose last name is being withheld, accused police officers of beating and raping him with a baton. It happened during an ID check at a Cité, one of France's vast public housing projects outside Paris. Rioters have clashed with police and set fire to trash cans, cars, and a nursery school. In one harrowing incident, a 16-year-old boy pulled a little girl from a burning vehicle. Four officers have been charged and suspended. They deny the allegations. Investigators downplayed the rape, calling it an accident. Théo's doctor reported a 4-inch wound. Sedated in his hospital bed, Théo mumbled an appeal for peace with President François Hollande by his side. No war with police, he says. Stay united and trust the justice system. But the riots have spread to neighboring working class areas that police describe as ghettos, where the population is mostly minorities, unemployment is high, and drug trafficking is commonplace. Still, the violence is much less than the 2005 riots in the same neighborhoods. Those put France in a state of emergency. Racial tensions in France have run high since last summer after a young black man died in police custody. French investigators ruled that man's death also an accident. His family and supporters are still calling for justice. For NPR News, I'm Jake Saganero in Paris.